Ksuvas Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Base 11:2. Now more on the technicalities of how a widow goes about collecting her ksuba payment. So the Mishnah says Almana bein mina erusin or bein mina nesuin. If a woman is a widow and she had been either married just through erusin, meaning that they only did the first step of marriage, kedushin, but not the second one, which means that while the Mishnah is assuming she's entitled to a ksuva payment of, say, 200 zuz, she was not yet entitled to any mazonos, any support, because she was still living in her father's home, let's say, or bein min nesuin, or even if she had been married in full, she moved in and lived with her husband as a regular husband or wife, in which case not only is she entitled to the 200 zuz of her ksuba, but she's also entitled to support, mazonos, like we said in the previous Mishnah. The question is, how does she go about collecting her what she's due? Now, just a side point, I mentioned a couple times the Mishnais throughout the whole Masechta assume that a woman is already entitled to her ksuba payment at 200 zuz from the time of erusin, from when they first get married, but she's still living in her father's home. That is a machlokas amarayim, and according to the shitas that, which is how we paskin, like these shitas, that a woman does not get a ksuba payment at 200 zuz until she actually is a nesuwa, until she lives with her husband as a normal in her home. So the halacha, the case would be in the Mishnah over here that he agreed, notwithstanding the fact that she's not normally, such a woman is not entitled to a ksuba payment, but he said she will get a ksuba payment from the time of erusin. So the question is, how does she go about collecting her payments? So the Mishnah says, Mocheres Shelo Bevesdin. She can sell assets from his estate, even not inside Bezdin, in order to get the money that she needs. So this is a big chiddush. The point here is that Chazal made a special leniency regarding a woman, assuming this is what the husband would have wanted, that she doesn't need to shame herself by going to appear in front of a bezdin to arrange to get paid out her ksuba or her mazonos, her support. The assumption here is that for a woman to go appear in court to do this would be somehow embarrassing to her. Exactly why and how, I'm not necessarily clear. But certainly in the time of the Mishnah, the assumption was that a woman would be very uncomfortable doing that, and therefore we're allowing her not to appear in Bezdin to get this collection, but rather to act on her own, not through the courts, to liquidate some of the assets to get paid out either or her ksuba or her mazonos, or both. Now, the halacha is going to be like this shita. However, it doesn't mean she can just go and, you know, sell whatever she finds, you know, however she wants, because we're concerned then she would not get the right amount of money. She would, you know, get underpaid. And then, of course, the losers would not be her, but the heirs. So therefore, even though she doesn't have to do it in front of a bezin of momchim, of expert, like legal experts, she must do it with the consent, like the agreement, the supervision of a bezin of hediotos, of three men who act as, who are acceptable and experienced, like, say, real estate appraisers, so that they can confirm she's getting a fair price for what she's selling. Okay, that she has to at least do. Now, Rabbi Shimon differentiates, and he says, no, he wants to say that getting paid out her ksuva payment, the big 200 payment, that has to go through the courts. It's not some urgent, immediate need. In contrast, her mazonos, her basic supports, her food, her clothing, her medical attention, that's, you know, times of the essence. And there we don't force her to go to the courts, and have to just, you know, jump into that unpleasant situation right away. Instead, she could act, I'll call it unilaterally, in selling something just with, you know, with momchen experts in terms of appraisals, but not through the court system. So he differentiates between, nothing to do with married, not married per se, but rather mazonos payments, she can act quickly on her own, whereas ksuba payment, the big payments, that has to be done through the courts. But the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah puts it, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minha nesuin. If a woman had been married in full as a nesua, so therefore she's entitled to mazonos, and that being the case, mocheresh lo bebezdin, that she can sell stuff without the consent of the bezdin or not through a bezdin to provide for her mazonos needs. Mina erisin, if she only had been narusa, she was engaged, and therefore she was never entitled to mazonos payments, no support, just, let's say, the 200 zuz of the ksuba, lo timkor ela bebezdin, she can't act unilaterally selling things, she must act through the bezdin of mumchen, of the formal court system, to do these proceedings. Bibnei she'ein la mazonos, because a woman who was only narusa has no right to get mazonos, and the only reason that we were lenient, says Rabbi Shimon, regarding her acting outside of the court system, is for the sake of mazonos, because that's sort of an immediate need. V'chol she'ein la mazonos lam timkor el bebezdin, says Rabbi Shimon, any woman who hasn't got rights or need to get money to pay for her immediate needs of mazonos, again, food, clothing, medical attention, and so on, lo timkor, she may not sell things from the estate, ella bebezdin, unless she's acting through a normal, confirmed, authorized expert court. So that would be the case, according to Rabbi Shimon, any woman who hasn't got the rights of mazonos, so therefore it's not about nesua or arusa per se. Like, for example, let's say a woman had been in nesua, so she was fully married, and she did have rights to mazonos, but then her husband divorced her. And as a divorcee, she stops being entitled to mazonos, but then let's say before getting paid out her ksuba, he dies. So now she's going after that, so to get paid out, so since she isn't entitled to mazonos anyways because she's a gerusha, so therefore she can't act without going through the court system. But at all events, the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, which is that she indeed can act outside the court system as a special dispensation, a leniency to a woman to avoid any unpleasantries of having to go through the courts.